Y'all, hey, what's going on out there? How y'all doing today? And welcome back. That's right, we back. Hope everybody had a nice holiday or spent time with your family or whatever you did over those last 4 days. Hey, whoo! I'm glad to see how y'all all made it back safe and sound. So what's going on out there? I tell you, nothing but fun, nothing but fun. This is Let's Talk on Blog Talk. I'm your host, Mr. Talk. And, of course, we got another outstanding show for you. Today is Soapbox Monday. It wasn't Soapbox Monday, you may ask. Well, I'm going to tell you what Soapbox Monday is. Soapbox Monday is where you, the caller, control the conversation. Now, if you don't have anything to talk about, I'm sure me and my co-host, Sister Ngani, can come up with something for you to talk about. That's right, because we do those kind of things. You know what I mean? Yeah, we roll like that. But anyway, you want to join the conversation today? No problem. Just give me a call, 347-838-8622. Email me, ericletstalk@gmail.com. Or join us in the chat room, www.blogtalkradio.com/Mr. Talk. And you can get there, man. You can get there. Now, see how easy that is? You can participate any way you want to on the show. That's right, because we're going to have some fun. It's been what? Let's see, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. It's been 5 days since we last talked. Man, I'm sure we got some things we need to talk about today. Yes, yes, yes. And, of course, you know, we have the Monday mix and, of course, the quarter of the day. And a lot of other great things planned for you. Just don't know what they are yet, but I'm sure there'll be surprises. That's all I can say about that. Well, before we go any further, of course, you know, we have to bring in my most astute co-host, the lady with all the information, the lady that is so deep, she flies off into the universe sometimes and comes back. And I must admit, I take some of them rides with her. I really do. So, without further ado, let me welcome my co-host, Sister Ngani. Hello, my beautiful co-host.
Hey, Mr. Talk. How are you today?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you for asking. How are you?
I'm good. I was getting tickled because I was thinking about what I was going to say, and you snatched it right out of my mouth.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, it's all right. It's okay.
It's okay. All right. All right. I didn't mean to snatch it out your mouth.
Oh, it's all right.
So how has the last 5 days been for you?
Well, they've been quiet and peaceful for the most part. I'm finally getting some sleep. You know, like talking about going on a trip, like I feel like I'm returning from some kind of voyage out in the far reaches of the galaxy, and I was worried about having a crash landing, but I ended up coming in all right.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. You found that glide slope. That's what they say.
Yeah.
You found that glide slope.
Yeah, and I rediscovered sleep. It's a wonderful thing.
Such a wonderful thing. I agree with you. I agree with you on that one. Nothing like that old sleep to keep you, to rejuvenate you, I'm telling you.
I had to push the restore button back to a previous date.
All right. Oh, I know them, Now that's funny. I know them computer geeks are enjoying that one. That's for sure.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, Lord have mercy. But anyway, welcome back. Glad to have you back. Oh, glad to be back.
I needed a break, but it's nice to be back today. I'm happy to be doing the show with you today.
Yeah, I know. You know, even though you take them breaks off from doing the show, you know, you look at the time, you be like, man, I'm supposed to be on the air right about now, you know?
Yeah, you know,
I wonder what they talking about on other shows today, because, you know, they not on my show running off at the mouth, but I'm sure they'll be here in their time frame. You know, they get here when they can, if Blog Talk is not tripping on them.
Sounds like you don't have too many in the chat room. I'm struggling to get the chat room up. Is that right? Not too many people in yet?
Well, they're coming in slowly. We got A1 Ziggy Mom in the house. Then we got guest 1298. We had guest 1304. Well, we do have guest 1304 in the house. So we got a few people in the house with us today. So,
okay.
Like I said, you know, they're getting here. By the time we finish with the music and the quote of the day, I'm sure they'll be here.
All right.
Yeah. So, you know, it's all good. It's all good. I'm telling you.
Got music for us today. I know you do.
I think I got a real interesting mix for y'all today. I really do. I got some Frankie Smith. Y'all know who he is, but he sang the Dubba Dutch Buzz. Then I got some Outkast for you. And then I got some Lupe Fiasco.
Oh.
So, you know, I got a very interesting mix of music today for y'all. So I think it's going to be a nice mellow head bobber today.
Okay, so I can bobber. Stay here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can stay in your chair.
Okay.
Oh, Lord have mercy. You know what? We're not even going to hesitate. You know, we're not going to prolong it anymore. We're going to go ahead and knock the song of the day out the way, because it's 8 minutes of nothing but pure, nice music. So, without further ado, y'all, I'm going to bring it to you. Here it is, your Monday mix.
Lupe! Yo! Oh my God, all this for me, I must be on my job. First album was a classic, never got an award. Took my first 10 grand and bought 100 cord. And then I packed them things inside the 100 cord and put them on the highway and watched the 100 cord. If you be Mr. Engineer, I hope you press and record. And on behalf of the streets, I just can't be ignored. Get the stage in all black, just like a new clock. All the bras screaming like they just seen Tupac. Say his earrings about as big as his ego. Keep a fresh bald head like he just left King Mouth. This ain't even mine. This is Lupe single. Every time I watch the wilds like I just left Big Mo. Call me my love, come be my Snoopy. Superstar baby, why wouldn't you do me?
You are what you say you are, a superstar. Then have no fear, the camera's here and the mind.
On your 15th minute of fame, and on the 16th beginneth the lame, and on 17 you lose everything, the 21st is the worst, wishing you was 11, popping like you were 7, with the feeling when you were second.
Woo!
Reminiscing when you was just sin, now you just him, no longer the trend they dressing. Now you wondering where all the press went, you no longer impress them. Get arrested, paparazzi will press then. I fell on purpose to stay a freshman. I lose, but Lou attended school for X-Men. So when I get my cap and gown and put the rapping down, I'll only know half my powers, but I spent half an hour like a senior citizen having a baby shower. Haters want a budget, but my fans still love it. So you can ask them exactly who I are. 9 weeks at number one, I'm a superstar.
If you are what you say you are, a superstar. Don't have no fear, the crowd is here and the lights are on and they wanna show. Oh, 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 yeah.
Oh, Okay now, anyone who know me, they know me to ride. But when the shit was selling slow, it's just my homies and I. Had to get rid of all the phonies in the homies disguise. So you speaking, I don't reply. Homie, don't be surprised. You ain't gotta ride for me, I ain't asked you to. Take the journey on my own, I was glad to do. You gonna turn around now, I call a cab for you. I stand up on my own too, me kiss the ass of who. No way, Jose, we pop Rose, blow Joe, this more than okay. See, but don't say my fault, they flip Moye to circus so late. Casa Soze, oh, they kill people and get off like OJ. You catch your case, just shut your face, don't get caught singing no race. Me face latido, get so hero, G-code, I obey. It's okay, they handle business, hang around me, no way. It's okay, life lesson learned, I just let you go your way. I be straight, no conversation, man, that's all I'm gonna say.
Ready for action, nipping in the bud, we never relaxing. Outcast is everlasting, not clashing, not at all. But see my nigga, went to do a little acting. Now that's for anyone asking, give me one pass them. Drip, drip, drop, there goes an orgasm. Now you coming out the side of your face, we tapping right into your memory bank. Same. So click at the ticket, let's see your seatbelt fastened. Trunk rattling, like 2 minutes in the back seat rattling. Speaker box vibrate the tag, make it sound like aluminum cans in a bag. But I know y'all wanted that 808, can you feel that BASSA? But I know y'all wanted that 808, can you feel that BASSA? Yes, that's me. The girls all paused with glee, turning left, turning right, thought they looking at me. Well, I was looking at them, they're there on the dance floor. Now they got me in the middle, feeling like a man whore. Especially the big girls need love too, no discrimination in this world. So keep your hands off my cheeks, let me study how you ride to beat, you big freak. Skinny slim women got the camel toe within them, you can hump them, lift them, bend them, give them something to remember. Hell out timber when you fall through the chop shop. Take a deep breath and exhale. Your ex-male friend, boyfriend was boring as hell. Well, let me listen to the story you tell. And we can make moves like a person in jail. On the low, low.
Let me show you how I walk when I gotta do my funky walk. Let me
right, y'all. That was your Monday mix. I'm telling you. That is. Whoo, man, I told you. He gets you the head bobbing up a bit. That's about all.
Always all. Nice, Mr. Talk. And I did get up out of the chair.
Did you?
I did.
Ah, okay. Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, see, that's always a good thing, though. Get up and exercise. That was your exercise for the day, right?
Yeah.
Hey, I want to welcome Michelle, Knowledge, Enjoying Life, Antoinette, to the chat room. Of course, you know, Antoinette is the chat room coordinator, so she keep them in line, you know, her and her knowledge, they keep them in line, so I don't have to worry about them too much. Welcome. I'm glad to see y'all made it back from over the extended weekend. That's what I said, the extended weekend. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, greetings to everyone.
Yeah, greetings. Greetings! Hey. Y'all know what it is. Anyway, like I said before, this is Soapbox Monday, where you to call in, control what we're going to talk about for the most part, you know, as long as it's not outrageously crazy. It depends on how I'm feeling. I may let that go today also. But anyway, we're going to have us some fun. We are. We're going to have us some fun. We're going to talk about whatever we're going to talk about. You know, today, one of them days, just feel like talking about life a little bit. Talk about life. Yeah, no,
are we going to talk? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, go ahead. What you're about to say?
Are we going to talk about some of those trips out into the outer galaxy?
Yeah, we can talk about that. Yes, we can talk about that. Mm-hmm. Among other things. You know, I think some of us live out there in the galaxy, and we only come in to refuel sometimes, which is not a bad thing. You know what I mean?
Probably isn't.
No, not at all. But, of course, it's your time, co-host. You know, we got the song of the day. Y'all got your blood pumping a little bit. So now, with the drum roll, there it is. It's time for the vote of the day.
The basic tool for the manipulation of reality is the manipulation of words. If you can control the meaning of words, you can control the people who must use the words. Philip K. Dick.
Wow. Read that one more time. Read it one more again.
Yes, sir. The basic tool for the manipulation of reality is the manipulation of words. If you can control the meaning of words, you can control the people who must use the words. That's by Philip K. Dick.
Oh, my goodness. Now, that is deep right there. That really is deep, you know. You know, because that's the way the world is today. The manipulation of words. Have mm-hmm. you believe in one thing when something is actually something totally different? That's a great quote for the day. Wow. I like that. Please expound on that a little bit more, my intelligent co-host.
Okay, now watch. No, like you said, I mean, if you manipulate a person's language, mm-hmm. then the persons can be manipulated.
That's
you know,
right.
If you, like we talked about a little bit on the last show, if you have language imposed on you, well, I guess you better work hard to master that language, I guess.
Well, is it mastering or understanding the hidden meanings behind the words that are being presented to you?
Well, you could take a lifetime to do that, Mr. Talk, because according to some, mm-hmm. There are over 2 million words in the English language, and each word has over 800 definitions.
So I guess
you
could say
the whole lifetime mastering the language.
Right. Or figuring out, seeing how deep you want to go to find out exactly what that language is really telling you, huh?
Well, yeah, because the more you understand it and the more you can command it, the more you are in a better position to, you know, be able to maneuver through.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm talking about right there. I got you.
Not that I'm interested in using any long, big words or, you know, anything like that, but it's just, you know, knowing the origin of words helps you understand, you know, and
uh-huh.
it makes it easier for you not to be manipulated, which means, like the quote said, that, you know, language is used to manipulate our reality.
Mm, I got you. I understand mm-hmm. that. That's cool. I want to give a special shout-out to Christian Chicanery. All right, we got somebody new in the house. I'm telling you, they always come in with these interesting names. Well, welcome to the show, first-time visitor. All right, so that was the quote of the day, y'all. And, you know, and that's something we get into a lot on the show, you know, the meaning of words. You know, and a lot of our callers actually get stuck, you know what I mean, get stuck on a specific meaning instead of looking at the broad, different perspective of the meaning of the word. Of course, does that make sense? I'm just talking out the side of my neck right now, but that makes a little bit of sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, that makes sense, Mr. Talk. And I had that happen to me when we were talking about money. I mean, I was mm-hmm. stuck on the literal definition of money, which is, you know, what I had researched to talk about. And that can cause a problem, but it also can cause a problem if you want to introduce some information and you need to, you know, stick on the definition that you're offering, you know, the information about. So
mm-hmm.
it's kind of a two-edged sword, like, you know what I'm saying?
Right,
because there's so many
right.
definitions for each word, you know. I guess
yeah.
that's why it's important to always define your terms when you're trying to discuss something.
Exactly. That's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very good point. Whew, man, I tell you, very good, very good. All right, y'all. Y'all ready? Y'all ready? Now, y'all, we done gave you the quote of the day, so y'all should understand. Define your words, okay? So we know what you're talking about. Because some of y'all calling here be talking about some stuff. I don't think there's a definition for what y'all be doing. I'm not going to tell no fibs on that one. But anyway, y'all beyond the universe, some of you. But it's okay. We love y'all anyway. But I see two people have their hand up already. And we even got started. We got people with their hand up. Should we let them in?
Yeah.
Should we let them in? Yeah.
Yes, please.
Okay. All right. We're going to let them in. Let's see who we be talking to right here. Hello, 011.
Righteousness, brother, righteousness.
What's going on, Supreme? How you doing?
Righteousness, brother. I want to hear the topic that you're talking about today, my brother. And righteousness to the sweet sister on the line as well. Your sweet co-host.
Well,
greetings, Supreme.
All right, and let me
righteous.
Greetings.
Yeah. All right, let me bring my next call in. Area code 330. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. How are you today?
I'm doing wonderful. And yourself?
Good. Really, I appreciate your co-host's comments, because I was going to add to that and just kind of do a little simple test on that, which is
mm-hmm.
for each one of you, when I say the word rose, what do you think of?
Hmm.
How do you define it? Just in the moment, how do you define it?
Okay, can I ask one question?
I thought image of a rose bush.
Okay.
I thought beauty.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Co-host?
Who am I talking to?
Dorothy.
Dorothy. Hi, Dorothy.
Oh, hi, Dorothy.
Hi.
You were on Antoinette's show, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, it's good to hear your voice again.
Thank you. Yours
yeah.
as well.
Oh, well, Dorothy is a first-time caller to this show, so we got to show her some love up in here. That's
well,
right. Welcome, ma'am. Welcome. Yeah, but I think of beauty when you say rose.
Well,
know.
But think also of the fact and your co-host. And give me your co-host's name again.
Ngoni.
Ngoni. Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You have rose is in the flower. Rose is in the rose bush. Rose is in the color. But rose is in, for those who believe in Jesus Christ, he rose from the dead. So you have antonyms and synonyms. But you also have, for instance, if I take you to a color, and let's say the color red is also, rose is a hint, a tint or hue of the shade of red. It's a lesser color in that entire category. So you can actually even apply those colors and those characteristics from that. And so, and I don't want to kill your name. Antononi, is that it?
No, Ngoni.
Ngoni, I apologize.
No problem.
So the sad thing is that when you're looking at our voting system now, when we go in to vote on an issue, if you pay attention to how they're writing that no matter how you vote, they're going to get what they want because they're manipulating the words.
Hmm.
And there's a lot of societies, secret and others, that are training in the manipulation of the words so that, and as our education system is being dumbed down, children and even adults are not even fully aware, no matter what level of college you've possibly have gotten to go to, they're not even fully aware of the rhetoric and the manipulation of words. That's why anymore, sadly, in our country, and I don't think it's been this way at all, that when you used to be able to go into a courtroom, you would say to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth never is allowed to come out, the real truth.
That's very, very true and very interesting.
And what it does is it, all these things where people have to begin going through an entire maze in every aspect of their lives, from what is healthy for their children, who is safe to be around their children, one of the big debates going on in America still, even after 60, 70 years, is how adults are being, parents are being convinced to not teach their children all of their body parts. All of their body parts. They'll teach them about their hand, they'll teach them about their eye, their teeth, their smile, their, you know, their shoulder. But when it comes down to their genitalia and the places that criminals do not want their children to be taught, they're confusing the issue through rhetoric of teaching your children their body parts so that the criminals can abuse them. And they're making the teaching of body parts mixed up with teaching them sexuality.
Mm-hmm.
And that is really intentionally that. Being done.
Do you really believe that's the biggest issue today? What you just trying to say there? Because
well,
I think that us, my people, the black people, the original man and woman of this planet, we need to know who our enemies are. We have to know who God is, Allah, or, and who the devil is. And the devil ain't 6 feet under. So I don't, teaching these children about sex, you know, you're desensitizing them to these acts in the first place.
No, sir. No, sir. I think you misunderstand what I'm saying. I don't believe in teaching children about sex. I believe in teaching them their appropriate names for all their body parts.
Hmm.
We don't hesitate to teach a child that they have fingers and a thumb and a hand and not to put that hand into hot boiling water. But the issue is that when parents, and let me kind of define this a little bit better because I hope then you'll understand what I'm saying, is that when children are not being taught all of their body parts with the full proper names to them, for many decades, the criminals have known that when they can traumatize a child beginning at the earliest level, it begins to shatter the brain, miswire the brain, so that the child can be easily led, is highly suggestible, can be manipulated, and kept from being its full, brilliant self. When that child is born, it's like when if the child could actually hold up a mirror that's not broken, that child was made perfect in the sight of its creator. when the child is able to be sexually, psychologically, or physically abused, and even now technologically abused, meaning programming from TV and subliminals and you know, love songs that say you have to hold on to somebody even after they beat and brutalize you, that's technological abuse. And the point being is that teaching a child to be less whole, as even criminals are able to brutalize them, is denying them the right to their true free choice and their true free will as designated by God itself, not by anybody else. And human beings who are evil are doing this, having thousands of years of knowledge of torture and abuse and how the human brain collapses around those traumas, to deny that child its full understanding in this on this planet. And just one example of that is that today in the DSM-5, which is the Mental Health Bible, it is making adult to child, small child sexual relations normalized, pedophilia normalized. That's what they're doing.
I know, I understand that's the issue, and I understand what you're saying. Mm-hmm. But what we've got to understand is the TV. That can be very quickly alleviated through the TV, and you monitor what they're teaching your children in school. Because if you ain't teaching your children about, you know, the private parts of a man and a woman, then, you know, no one else should have that right to neither. So if you know who you're putting your children around, that shouldn't be an issue. Now, when I was younger, they never used to teach us about sex until about we were 9 or 10. Now they want to teach them when they're 5. Now, the thought of sex never really entered my mind. You know, there wasn't this internet and stuff like that that the devil's putting out to the people them in mass amounts, and every home has one. So the eligibility and the requirement is very easy to go and get to look at a naked woman and see a man naked and see sexual acts. You can see it for free. It's very easy attained on the internet. And I think that's the biggest problem, is if you've got to keep the trickology away from the kids, the technology, because the internet is not, it's something that has to be, if you're going to make your children use it, has to be monitored. Because you could type in certain words, certain keywords, certain, your child might even type in, mispronounce a word, and they're getting pop-ups of porn. You understand?
Oh,
pop-ups
absolutely.
Of women showing their their lower part.
Their vagina.
I think this is the main thing. Now, we can teach them these things, but I just think it's desensitizing them, just like the internet is a desensitizer, because once a child sees this action, he's going to want to do it, most likely. Most children are going to want to take part in most things that they see because they're curious and they're feeling themselves mentally and spiritually and, you know.
Well, they're needing to grow in their boundaries. But I think there's 2 points. Number one, if you have good and decent parents and you do not have a parent that is an abuser. Now, not all parents are abusers. But with any parent who introduces anybody into a child's life, that child assumes that that person, whether or not it's clergy or police or a babysitter or anybody else, has the full weight and trust of that parent. Now, that right now is very dangerous to any child. But there's, again, going back to the issue of children, if children are able to be taught their elbow and their hand, then why can't they be taught their body parts? There's a difference of teaching them their body parts from sexual activity. And that's where, very clearly, grandparents and... Sir, if I may, let me finish, please. The point being is that a child will model after its parent. And when the parents say, these are your body parts, so that they can speak clearly to their parents who they trust. If anyone touches them inappropriately, they can speak to it, and we can begin a dialogue and holding these criminals accountable. The point being is that parents can also say that you are only with a person such as mommy and daddy when you're married. Children aren't going to go out. See, that was something that the Catholic Church did. Back in the 60s, they told parents that if you teach your children their sexual body parts, that they will have sex, and that it was a mortal sin and that the parents were going to go to hell for it. Now, please know, I was raised Catholic.
Let me say something.
That.
I understand what you're trying to do. No, hold on. I understand what you're trying to say. But even in all religions, there are some science and math. Now, I know that the Catholic Church are guilty of many paedophilic and child porn rings around this world. Since this inception, they've been involved in paedophilia. I ain't going to excuse that, but there's math and science behind that statement that they're making when they say by you teaching the child about it, they're more likely to go out and have sex. And I think that's the problem that is key to what we're dealing with today. You know, there's not a lot of children under the age of 16 out here that have had sex yet. You understand?
May I interject here, Supreme?
You've got seven. Hold on, sister. You've got 11-year-olds. I remember speaking to a sister. 11-year-olds addicted to the porn on the TV, on the internet. 11-year-olds. I've never heard of stuff like that before. When I was younger, I never heard of a young boy going out there. You couldn't even buy the porno. The only thing we had when I was younger was the porno magazines. Now they've got the internet. The parent can't stop the little youth. If the mother never caught him on the internet, she wouldn't have known that her boy was addicted to the porn. Go on, Sister Agonia.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, Dorothy, and thank you, Supreme. But what I hear Dorothy sharing is, and first let me say there's an old Chinese proverb that says, the beginning of wisdom is when you call things by their right name. And what I think Dorothy is expressing is that if we don't teach the children all of themselves, they have no way of knowing when they're violated.
That's right. That's exactly it. And you're talking to a survivor of it.
Mm-hmm.
I was from 18 months sexually brutalized and put into sexual slavery. And despite the fact that I have two master's degrees, I was put into sexual slavery by a system hidden in plain view in America. Now, this is happening all over the world.
Yeah.
And I have been brutalized, and I witnessed good and decent people that were being brutalized. Now, please hear what I'm saying. It is adults that are sexualizing children. It is being intentionally influenced. And sadly, even in our schools, there is neuro-linguistic programming that is being done by teachers and other predators who know exactly how to model this behavior, and it's modeling. And yet, I watched last night on Duck Dynasty, okay? This is a show, and it's a bunch of good old Southern guys that make duck calls. And the grandfather was talking to his grandson with his girlfriend. They wanted to go out on a boat fishing alone, and the grandfather went out and escorted them. And he was telling him about the birds and the bees. And the birds and the bees is, you don't touch her below the neck until you sign on the dotted line that this is your wife. Got it? And the grandmother was very clear cut. Children are being violated as infants by criminals. And Supreme?
Miss Dorothy.
Please know.
Miss Dorothy.
I more than understand what you're saying. But the children.
No, but Miss Dorothy.
But the children.
Listen.
The point being is that the children are the most vulnerable, and there is a study out there called the Himmler-Eichmann study. It was done by Adolf Hitler studying the severe trauma and torture of children of sexual, physical, and psychological abuse. Children who are sexualized, and you're absolutely right, the Catholic Church has been overseeing the rape, torture, and sexual slavery, as well as many other churches, but the Catholic Church set the template. Now, there are good people in every religion, But there is a strong disconnect as far as teaching body parts, because what a predator did to me was I didn't know the body parts of a male genitalia, but he took my hand nonetheless, my tiny little hand, and put it on his genitalia.
Hold on for a minute, Supreme.
Let me bring Lo and Michael into the conversation as well. All right, gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Shalom.
Shalom, Brother Lo and Michael.
Hello. You good, Lo?
Let me say something though, Mr. Talk. Now, this
Go
is
ahead.
The thing. Now, Miss, uh-huh. Miss Dorothy, now, you said that you've been in this game since for 18 months, from 18 months of your birth. And
I was in this criminal conduct. It wasn't a
That's
game.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
This is all you knew from when you was born now.
Yeah.
Us giving an education on it can't really stop it. Us giving our children education about it early on on their age, desensitizing them to the act. Once you know about something, you're going to want to try it. Now, when I was 6, 7, and 8, 9, the thought of, you know, I weren't trying to think, oh, the first thing I want to do is get a woman, a little girl close to me, and want to try and stick my ding-a-ling up. I didn't have them thoughts. You understand? So what I'm trying to say to you, you was born in, you know, you was part of it. Now, you ain't going to stop anyone, because if a man has that intention where he's that sick and he gets thrills off little girls and he has a daughter, you ain't going to stop that. Him, you educating his daughter, they ain't going to stop him from raping her. You understand? They ain't going to stop it, because if that's what he wants to do, that's what he's going to do. And the fact of me educating my children, then... educating my daughter about it, and then me knowing that other little boys have been educated on it, it's just going to make me think, well, if they're 2 8-year-olds are in a room together, they're going to want to go and experiment on each other. Especially if they're two good friends. That's what happens with this desensitizing them to sex, because now you're opening it up. It ain't even abuse. Because they're two consenting children, but they're the same age.
I'm trying to say what you're doing, with all due respect,
and I'm saying these things, they do more damage than bad. Like, you might as well stick. What the best thing for you to do is stick with the topic, with the argument that there's human traffic rings, because you know these things have surprised me. But you can't be saying we have to educate these children about sex and body parts, and that will stop that. The people that you were living with, right, or living around, they had the intention to go and mess with you. You understand? They even if they're teaching you about body parts, it's just so that they can, you know, have their way with you. This is a sex ring. We're talking about parents and that. I don't think all this is just going to open up the children to having sex, even younger, and children having children, even at younger ages, us teaching them about sex. What does a child need to know about that?
Brother Supreme,
I believe there's a confusion about some of the words. When you say desensitize, children naturally... Over time, they naturally, among themselves, will play what they call doctor. Now, that isn't necessarily, that's, you show me yours, there's a curiosity, but it's not malicious. And they don't even know typically what to do with it if they do see it. The issue is not to teach them about sex acts, it's about teaching your proper body parts so that when a child can tell, report to a trusted parent what is going on. And when you're saying desensitize, when children are traumatized, they become numb, physically numb. They lose the ability to articulate. They have short-term memory. They have long-term memory issues. And as the trauma increases, they can't concentrate. Some of them become overachievers. So some of your most senior and best athletes and scholars and stuff, those are the kids. It's called the Monarch Program. This is sexual slavery. And part of the issue becomes the fact that the criminals know when they are looking at children, which children have been traumatized based on what they're wearing. Because
see,
often
you do, right? You see, when you do those sort of things, you take away their mental innocence. Because now they've seen the act. They know what the act's about now.
Mr.
So they might as well
Mr.
just
Supreme,
go out and have sex because they
I
know what's going to happen.
Mr. Supreme, let
you
me
understand?
Ask you, if someone taught you what your elbow was, did that take away your emotional or mental innocence?
Yeah, but they,
I taught you about your elbow.
The kids already know. No, hold on. The children can know naturally what their private parts, their hood and their ass and their vagina. They know naturally.
But
what
they
the process
need to know
of that is. They
know, need to
know because they go
term.
Toilet. They use it every day. They clean it every day.
Brother
you
Supreme.
Understand? So they know. They naturally, a child knows naturally what his bottom's good for and what his hood or a woman's vagina's used for. They
no,
know
they
naturally.
Don't. No, they don't. No, they don't.
They
Brother
know
Supreme,
naturally what it's there for.
And the point
and they know that children come up from that hole.
No, they do
it's their
not.
Parents. That's all you need to teach them.
No, they do not. And that, again, it's not about teaching them about giving life. The child needs to know when they ask their parents, you know, where do babies come from? A child will naturally ask, just like, Mom, could you please show me how to, you know, like little boys. Dad, can you show me how to fix that car? Can you show me?
No.
Well,
the point
well,
being
I,
is,
well,
I think you're confusing the issue.
Excuse me.
Yeah,
well,
that's why I want
to
ask.
I mean, we've been listening to you guys for a long while.
This. And I'm saying a child of the age of four, boy and girl, know what their facilities of their private parts are unless they're mentally ill. You understand? They know naturally what it's there for, and that's to, you know, pass their food and to pass their liquidated food through their penis or vagina or whatever.
Brother Supreme, can you look at what Dorothy's sharing in a larger context? It seems like you're fixated on one point, and she's, excuse me, please. And I think what Dorothy is trying to show is if you look at the changes in society, like she spoke about the fact that they're trying to pass laws now to make pedophilia okay. I mean, they're taking more and more control away from parents. For instance, in Chicago and Colorado and I think Wisconsin, they don't even allow parents to send their children to school with sack lunches anymore. It's against the law. So I think what Dorothy's pointing out, you just fixated on one part of what Dorothy's saying. Look at it. Try to look at it in a larger context of how society.
Could you ask the other guest to also speak?
Yes, excuse me, Brother Supreme. We want to let somebody else come in too and share, and you're welcome to share again. But Brother Michael was trying to speak, and there, I think Brother Lowe is also on the line. Brother Michael.
Yes, real quick, give me about 3 minutes. Well, first of all, I want to address this topic. Real quick, this is Soapbox Monday, and he said we could come in, and I address them. But first of all, a lot of people hear me, Michael, speak in the third person, and they ask Michael, do you know yourself, Michael, because when I speak in the third person, it's kind of weird. But speaking in the third person is English. We always do it all the time. It's talking about going back in the first person, in the third person, when you're proclaiming something. If you take an oath, as the president or anybody else may take an oath, President Obama, such and such, that's speaking in first and third person. When you speak, take a wedding vow, I such and such to be, still first and third person. So when I say I, Michael, want a compromising relationship, right, I'm proclaiming something. So that's nothing wrong with that. No one's crazy. So if you want to look that up, and I'm glad y'all brought that up. I wanted to address that because that's educational.
Thank you, Michael, for sharing. Brother Lowe, did you have any comments that you wanted to make?
Okay, I think we
I wanted to comment on what she wanted to say. Okay, but go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry, Michael. I didn't know you weren't finished.
Well, I'm going to let welcome Antoinette to the show also. Go ahead and finish what you had to say, Michael.
Well, what we're talking about right here, I hear a lot of things. Well, first of all, things come naturally. See, naturally, kids don't know nothing about condom. So you're going to have to teach them something about sexual activity or what have you. When you're talking about kids, you might, they said a young boy said when he was 7 years old, he knew he was a homosexual because he got aroused off of the other boy in his second grade class. Now, that's another human being. I can't tell that boy or child that's a man that he didn't feel that way. Just like no one on this phone can tell me how I felt when I was little. So we have certain things. But if you're around your kids about sex, that stuff is going to come naturally. Okay.
She's not talking about teaching the kids about sex. She's talking about them learning their body parts, and she's saying that this society now has been not teaching children about their body parts through language and through the way they do it in school now. They're confusing.
It's lead to sex, Sister Adonia. That's what I'm trying to say. That's why we're going back to sex.
I think you don't understand.
Well, Mr. Michael is speaking right. Go ahead, sir. He's right on.
She's cutting me off. I haven't even been.
Well, I apologize for cutting you off, Michael.
You're not listening to what I'm saying. I'm not disagreeing. What I'm saying is Supreme's talking about, we're not talking about it. He's saying it's going to come natural, but I'm saying if you run your kid, molesting someone behind someone's back and taking advantage of a kid, to me, that's unnatural. You don't do nothing like that. Something like that. It gets off society. Now, you guys are saying society is promoting this. I said, oh, no. I said, this has been going on since the mankind has been in ancient time. Homosexuality, people have been molesting, people have taken advantage of kids, been going out. Now, it's just been exposed. No, I don't think society is saying, oh, we want a pedophilia, because that's what they're saying, that if anybody's locked up for child molestation, on the internet, they're tracking people down. They're saying that you have to register where you live at if you're having sex crimes. So, I mean, unfortunately, people are doing stuff like that. So, what do you guys think about that?
Well, you're correct. This is Dorothy. You're correct that it's been going on for centuries. But unfortunately, it's often been those in power who were controlling other people as slaves, as young boys or girls, because rape, pedophilia is happening equally with both girls and boys. The problem is that when that trauma happens, sexual abuse of a child by a person older than them, whether or not adult or even age of 7 or above, the fact is that criminal conduct towards that child changes, rewires them. Because the criminals, often what they do is that they make these children, because of their adult size or their sheer brute force, threats, intimidation, coercion, they make these children perform sex acts, whether or not the slightest to the most egregious. Then they give them nurturing kindness and love. They wire them backwards. When they do that enough, that is why when you see children who become 7, 8, 9, 10 become promiscuous, because they've been miswired. They've been wired backwards to do the sexual act when, in fact, what they're looking for is safety with someone they're looking for. These are the tenant signs of what is now happening, where we have children and
Dorothy,
women and men on the street.
That, Sister Dorothy.
Listen, she said that when it's natural for just like that young man said when he knew he was gay when he was 7, you said it's natural for young kids to make inquire or rub hands or make kiss or what have you. That's natural. And you know what? We all may agree upon that. Their parents may have never seen their parents have sex and they do that. But having an adult, and I agree, and a controller, because you keep on using the word someone as slave. Slave is someone who is submitting to someone, and someone is taking over, but that other person has to submit for you to order to be a slave.
That's what right? I'm saying. And she was born into that. She didn't know any different. She said that they took
her
from
18 months.
Oh, yes, I
did. The problem was I didn't have
so
the word.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. So I'm saying you never lived the normal life anyway, like the other kids.
But gentlemen right. and ladies, here's the problem. There are people called finders, groomers, conditioners, rapists, connectors. These are entire networks that have existed in our country and around the world for decades that are doing
hundreds of years,
in
Dorothy.
Plain view.
Excuse me, I don't mean to interrupt you, but I want to say hundreds of years, Dorothy, because see, what both of the gentlemen failed to recognize is that during our period of enslavement, the same thing happened to us.
Yes.
And they're not taking into consideration that goes down your bloodline and affects generations.
And it was happening to white women
Good
as
point,
well
yeah.
at the hands of brutal white men who were often those who were enslaving other peoples because they don't care about their women and children anymore than they care about anything else. It's about, and I'm not saying that all white men are bad, but there's even, sadly, women who are participating in this. This stuff is off the hook.
Wow.
And it is destroying who these children are supposed to be. They're able, and please hear what I'm going to tell you. Here's some of the identities. I'm not going to give the names, but here's some of the positions of some of the people who did this to me. Students, priests, nuns, principals, bullying students, police, a detective, a sheriff, professors in college, people on college campuses were participating in doing this stuff to me, manipulating me into even a larger system that appears to be an honorable system in which I was put into sexual slavery, and that was U.S. military. I was a commander in the military, and this happened to me there. They were legal officers, generals, and others. There are good people in these systems, but no one had a right to do this. Doctors were doing this to me. This is happening because, and they can manipulate your entire life, brutalize you. And when I tried to get work and tried to get help, I was refused the right. Now, please know, I have an undergraduate in law enforcement. How did I see law enforcement? I saw law enforcement as a means of holding criminals, the real criminals, truly accountable. I did not know it was a reverse system of going after good and decent people and framing them. But I would see that in my own lifetime because that's how they manipulated my life. Their intention is to manipulate, coerce, and force good and decent people from being good and decent people. That's called mind control. Through neurolinguistic programs, ritual torture and abuse, into sexual slavery, and into doing things they would never, ever do in their life. And we are seeing this, which is why there are so many good and innocent men and women put in prison. They're the good and decent kids. They were the kids that would volunteer to help locals. What happens when good people do nothing? Evil flourishes. Well, what's one of the things that evil is doing? They're destroying the good and decent children by sexually abusing them, psychologically abusing, physically and technologically abusing them. And that comes out of the Himmler-Hitler-Eichmann study. that was brought over from Germany through Operation Paperclip into the United States and around the world, in which it's also then being implemented. And in America, they have implemented the False Memory Syndrome Foundation, which is psychiatrists and psychologists and mental health providers and doctors who are pro-rape, pro-domestic violence, and denying the witnesses of their own crimes the right to safety, recovery, and being whole.
Wow, that's some deep stuff. But let me bring Lo in. Lo is back, so let me bring Brother Lo in. Lo, you still there?
Yeah, I'm listening. You know, what's the lady's name again?
Dorothy.
Dorothy.
You have a very sad story. I feel for you. But first and foremost, I'm gonna say it like this, and I'm sure everybody else agree with me. First, you don't have your children around everybody, and you don't let. I don't care how much you might think you know this person, whatever. That don't give you the right to leave your children with them or whatever the case may be. And you first, and on top of that, one thing that you have to do is you, I'm not saying for you to get a 2 or 3 year old kid and say, oh, this is your penis. No. I don't agree with that either. And regardless of how many degrees anybody got or whatever, I don't care. I'm just going to break it down basically. You tell them, don't nobody touch you right here. And you don't put your hands on anybody, body parts or anything. Like, if somebody put their hands on you in any kind of way, you let me know. That's how you start all of this off. Not, oh, this is your penis. And this, no, it does nothing. Using one word versus another is no different. And, you know, you have people nowadays that's courageous with this stuff. You man, boy, love stuff. Got people trying to go into that gum court right now and get this stuff legalized.
Mm-hmm.
I have no remorse for that person. Excuse me, those people whatsoever. If they anything that happened to them, I could care less because of what they're trying to push. And if, like Sister Angoni was saying, the people that can't send their children to school with sack lunches and whatsoever anymore, the reason they can't do that is because they have allowed their elected officials to get too far into their homes. The way you fix that is you send somebody up there with your best interest, not with what they think or what they want to happen. And if they can't get it done, then you get rid of them too. See, we have some rights in this thing, you know, locally. But if we don't force our will on those people, then, hey, before you know it, hey, the pedophiles can have children in the house and they can sex the kids and everybody will know about it. It's the same thing they're trying to do with this gay marriage crap. They're forcing this on people, and some people are accepting it, some are not accepting it. But if the state says, oh, okay, well, yeah, I want to keep my seat, so, yeah, let's go ahead and pass this through, then it'll get passed through. But all in all, first, you don't let any and everybody keep your kids. That's first. Because if you do, that's what happens.
All right, I just got here, so I'd like to have a little bit of update.
Oh, you're going
to
take my call, Mr. Jones.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Okay, so I just got here with Dorothy, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now apparently I heard you say that you were in the military.
Yes.
Okay, you were what rank?
Left as a honorably serving captain.
Captain. Now, Lo just brought out the fact that you left your kids with somebody.
No, he was making that as a general terminology.
The general
right.
terminology? Okay, you mean a general example?
Yeah.
Okay. So what did happen to you? Because I just got here on the tail end. Apparently, I heard you say mind control, you were in the military, you like law enforcement. Somehow, somebody or an organization or something has been manipulating your mind to do things you don't want it to, unless I'm getting the wrong information.
Well, basically, I was sexually abused as a Catholic child beginning at 18 months and ended up being manipulated throughout my life by what are known as organized criminal trauma networks,
mm-hmm.
which operate in and outside the military, which are about keeping a person traumatized for, and what they're doing is using people for sexual slavery. And once I was in the military, through ROTC, I was brutalized and put into sexual slavery in the military.
When you were in ROTC, that means you're at least a teenager.
That means I was in college.
Okay. 18, 19, 20, 21?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's kind of, because I've heard about this before. A couple of people have written about it, talking about how their personality split as a result of the torture, and consequently they're used as go-betweens between famous dignitaries. So is this what happened to you?
Yes.
Okay. And you were, are you now free of this, or do you go into relapse?
I've pretty much had to, because after 20 years, after leaving the military because of the corruption, and I could no longer, and I was married, and they didn't care who was married and who wasn't. I've had to, when I tried to find assistance through the Veterans Administration, I was re-brutalized, and I would witness as other victims of these.
How often were you brutalized?
Inside the military?
Yeah.
The entire time, 11 years.
11 years.
Yeah.
This occurred on a regular basis, or every month, every week? How?
It was an ongoing process. They would use isolation, neurological programming, ritual torture and abuse, animal sacrifice, drugging, videotaping.
Did they do this at night or during the day?
Both.
Both. So while you had a job in the military,
yep,
as captain, they took you out of your normal position and they...
Nope. I had a normal day job, and during the process of my day job, I was systematically... Think of a swarm of bees, okay? There were some... and maybe the bees isn't an accurate, but you would have people, networks of people on the base that were participating in this stuff, and they would literally brutalize you. They would come in, and this is the Stockholm Syndrome. So you have some who would...
Let me just try to make it very simple, because Eric only has about an hour left, and I just got here. And so I just want to ask some very basic questions.
About this talk, right?
Yeah, I just want to get rid of this in about 15 minutes, if possible. Because if you're working on the military, on the military base, and you've got what type of job?
I was an administrative officer, and then I would become a commander. So I had legal authority, hold people accountable.
Okay, so you had basically a 9-to-5 position, and yet you're saying that you were brutalized during the day through some sort of manipulation, right?
Yep.
Okay. Can you describe very, very briefly what this manipulation is?
It was an ongoing redundant...
You need to go on mute, Joe.
I need to go what?
Meet with
him. Am I unmuted?
No, let me finish on this, because everybody's going
to
now extend everything.
Ask him a question.
Yeah, because everybody's going to extend this for an hour. I can get rid of this in about 10 minutes. Because if you're on the base, you've got a desk job, you're talking about being brutalized frequently. They'd have to take you away from your desk job. Or if they're doing it at your desk job, they'd have to do it a very, very sophisticated method. What did they do to brutalize you without physically touching you?
Well, first there was the psychological, physical, and sexual, okay? So there were multiple components. And then there's technological. Okay? And then there's the technological. What would happen is that predators who were doing this, there would be one who was the comforter. He would come in acting as a friend. From that point, I was forced to stay with various people, various officers. One was very...
During the day.
Okay, during the day. I would be subjected to ongoing and increasing sexual innuendos and even their patches, their name patches, that I had several guys...
Okay, so in other words, what you're saying is that people, men, basically, were leering at you, and as a result,
they
were leering.
Oh, no. It went beyond leering.
Okay, what did they say?
They touched him, man.
Okay, she's not talking about that now.
So what would happen is that they had what's called bush patches, and the bush patches, you would get close, and these guys had mustaches. I was married. They would say, come look at our new name tags. I would come up to their name tags, and instead of the standard pilot wings,
was you married
and
as well?
Navigator's
you said
wings.
You was married.
Yes,
I
was
you
married.
Say married.
I was married. And
let's
so,
not get away from this, otherwise,
and
again,
so,
this is going to be extended for an hour.
And so what happened is that I would come up close to their patches, and when you got within about a half a foot to a foot,
mm-hmm.
you could see that the patches were actually the spread legs of a woman,
mm-hmm.
and then they would grab their mustaches and said, how about a mustache ride? Now, this was overlapped with public humiliation. And
so they were wearing what? What branch of the military were you in?
Air Force.
Air Force. They were wearing Air Force patches, official Air Force military patches.
Name patches, yeah.
Okay. And in these patches, were they camouflaged or were they obvious with these legs spread?
From a distance, you couldn't tell because it was
but
designed.
But close up, you could see it.
Yes, and that
okay.
was their intent.
And so when these guys started walking around like this, were they specifically there just to harass you?
They did this to multiple women,
multiple
men.
Women, but no, when they walked around, did they walk around the base?
No, they did not have those on. They'd switch
they
out
did.
Their normal name tag patches.
So only when they got inside certain women who were programmed, I mean near certain women who were programmed, they put on these particular patches to do...
Women and men.
Women and men.
We're done this way, yes.
Okay. All right, I'm finished, guys. Go ahead.
All right. Well, okay. let me bring Melissa in because she's been waiting patiently. She has some questions also. Welcome to the show, Melissa.
Thank you so much. I realize he's trying to make like a trial out of this woman, and she's not on trial.
Yes, she is.
She,
anybody
she
comes
needs,
on any
she's
particular
not giving
show.
A name out. She's not giving a name. It's a call. Ma'am, you have not.
I just wanted to ask one question. She mentioned how many people were involved, and I know the doctors tried to, you know, label you as such and such to make you,
This is the thing. I ain't a damn fool.
Let the lady finish her
okay.
question, please. Thank you.
That's right. Go ahead, Melissa.
I would appreciate a little time because I've been in the mental institution for 23 days, and I've been electronically harassed by,
can
you
just
know,
finish with the question? Because you've been on the show before. Please just do the question.
No, you haven't. She hasn't been on the show before.
Yeah, she has. She was talking about mental institution. She's been
here. I think she answered the question. So I just wanted to say thank you so much for, freeing your mind and letting everybody know what's going on. And, I don't think that these guys should, try to put you down for what you're trying to say out loud. And we still have our constitutional rights. You can't tell them that we don't. And
is anybody implying that? Nobody's implying that. We're trying to find
right.
out the truth, okay? So don't get it twisted.
Right. It was another lady, and I hate to cut you off.
That was Elvira. You
I
guys
mean,
are thinking about Miss Elvira, maybe.
That lady came on this show, and people pretty much wrote her off because of what she was saying, and now I guess everybody won't take it serious.
Oh, you mean Linda? Or Glenda.
Miss Elvira, when she came on and was telling her story about what was happening and seeing that people had all of this stuff going on by her house and at her windows and all of this, nobody was listening. And
this
now
was,
because this lady that says she was in charge of things in the military, an officer, would have people coming in at various times of the day and put their hands on her or show her something with some legs spread. You know what? I'm not saying that I don't believe it, but all in all, I'll say it like this. For you to be grown and still allow those things to be subjected to you, I think that's kind of, outside the box to me.
They started when she was 6 months old, Brother Lowe.
Let me quantify this. Number one, when you're a lower-ranking officer and you hit somebody of a higher-ranking officer, you get put in prison. It's your word against theirs. Before I left the military, having serving honorably and ethically, having been drugged with things like scopolamine and paralytic, now please know, there is no way I wanted any of this to happen to me.
And it is a highly organized system to the point where I was threatened that they would put me in prison any way they could, that they would set me up and put me in a psych ward any way they wanted.
You're on a show.
They destroyed my marriage.
Hold on. You're on a show where people can believe you. This is not a show where you're going to just walk on in and people are going to say, okay, get rid of her. The thing is that we still have some sort of discernment, and we still like to find out proof about certain claims. There was one woman who came in, talked about she was being invisibly watched, but she could see the invisible people or something close to that, okay, inside a house. Then she made the claim where George Washington was not the first president of the United States, neither was John, and Adams was not the second president of the United States, and all this kind of good stuff. So we like to try to find out.
You're trying to vet.
Yeah.
Vet things. Understand.
Okay.
So there's things called, and please know I understand.
The majority of us are honorably discharged veterans also.
That's right.
So, you know, you don't have to keep throwing that out there. We understand about the military structure as far as ranking.
And please know, there were good men and women in the military. But what I also saw was a highly secretive, brutalizing system that these good men and women that were around me, we were called targets. When they broke us down, we were called bitches. When we were broken down so severely, you were called the bitch of the base. We were called cum receptacles.
Okay,
it was called
let me interrupt
program
you
fun.
Okay, now, you may have been programmed. You may have been brutalized, okay? But the way that you're describing it is that as a kid, since you suffered a disassociation from your normal personality as a result of infantile brutalization, you now became ripe for people who deliberately continued this type of brutalization in order to make you their particular sex slave or to make you their particular slave of whatever they chose.
Yes.
Okay. Now, there was a woman named Bryce who said she went through this, and there's
Bryce
another woman.
Taylor.
And there's another woman who said they went through this. It could have happened. We as a group on this show do not believe in the government as being our friend, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We believe the government is very, very capable of doing what you've said has been done to you.
Right.
The only thing is that, yeah, me, I don't know about the others, but me, I will interrogate anybody who shows up on this show making claims like that.
Not a problem.
Okay?
Not a problem.
Right, so if anybody else has any questions, I'm...
Now, sir, and I don't know your name.
My name's Joe.
Okay, Joe. I even have original source documents, including the Pentagon Charles P. McDowell 57 questions on how to throw out any rape claims, abuse claims of victims that were implemented in 1970.
Oh, yeah. He's the one that wrote the 1970 Air Force paper on mind control, similar to what Bryce went through. Yeah.
Right. And then in 1985, those 57 questions would be brought before the U.S. Congress on the problems with sexual abuse of juveniles in this country, and Charles P. McDowell, who is an OSI agent from 1951 to 53, would take those questions and train them across America to police officers and rape attorneys for rapists.
All right, can you finish talking to the rest of the crew here? Eric, can I talk to you?
Okay, yeah, 2 minutes. Let me welcome Antoinette to the show, back to the show. Hello, Antoinette.
Greetings, Antoinette. Hello, Sister Argonia. Hello, Mr. Talk. Hello, Dorothy and everyone.
Hello, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Hello. You did have a person on earlier. I forget. His name began with an S, Sister Argonia.
Supreme.
Yeah. I would like to address something that you had said earlier about when it came to teaching children their body parts, that you disagreed with it, I mean, which is fine. That's, you know, your option. But when my children were little, I taught them their body parts and told them that if anyone touched them there, for them to tell me. If I touched them, for them to tell. And it's just, when you look at the way how things are in the world today, because I tell that to my grandchildren, when you look at the way how things are in the world today, children need to know their body parts. And they need to know that it's their body parts and not anyone else's, that they shouldn't be putting their mouth anywhere on it or their hands on someone else's. Because if we don't protect them and we don't guide them, we can't leave it to the world to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And
well,
I think,
agree.
And I think sadly too that over time people have not been aware of how the statistics have changed.
From 1960, one out of four girls would be raped by the time they were 18. 1998, those statistics went to one out of three.
Let me debunk those stats now. There
one out of three children would be raped by the time they were 16.
Those stats were debunked. Okay. And the 1970 Air Force white paper that you've talked about was used to debunk them. So not one out of every four girls have been raped. Not by the time they're 18.
No. I'm saying that was the statistic when I was growing up.
Even then, that stat has been debunked because one out of four girls have been raped is 25% of the female population.
Okay.
Well,
hold on,
Joe, okay, let me ask you. 5%, 25%, isn't that one too many?
One too many, but not 25% is 25 million too many.
That's still too many.
Well, first off, the sad thing is unless you're a little girl and unless you remember who you were hanging out with, then little, and again, no dismissal of you, Joe, but little boys talking about what girls went through is sometimes also very disconcerting because I can tell you by eighth grade, and the girls that I hung out with were the athletes, were the scholars. Not that anybody warrants having this kind of abuse. But by the time I was in eighth grade, where we were never allowed to know what sex education was, 7 out of 8 girls had been sexually abused.
Okay, and also there's the definition of sexually abused, which is taken on an extremely liberal meaning nowadays, so that even if a guy says, hey, sweetie, yeah, you're looking good. That's called sexual abuse now.
No, that's harassment.
Well, yeah, okay.
That's harassment.
Okay.
That's verbal harassment.
Even then,
what
that's
I'm talking
definition.
About, I'm talking about penetration.
Mm-hmm.
Of
so
seven
out of eight
girls.
Seven out of eight girls. Okay.
Right.
Yeah, seven out of eight of my friends.
Are you still married?
Oh, friends. Okay.
No, my marriage
Eric
was destroyed in the military. And please know that the another aspect of, and somebody mentioned the homosexual issue, there are a great many of these victims, severely traumatized victims, that they can then become handlers where they're controlling other people to keep them shattered. Because if you keep these victims shattered enough without having proper safety, in 1988, Kathy O'Brien went before Congress and spoke about what she went through. 1988, she had used a process which would help, and it's virtually a process that all first responders
use. She was supposed to have been a go-between between Reagan and
honestly, it doesn't matter who was her assailants. The issue comes back down to the fact that she was given a process to work through that allowed her to recall her shattered memories. And the fact of the matter is that this was something that the CIA had known about, and that victims of these crimes are being denied the right
to regain
their life.
But Kathy O'Brien, the process you're talking about is her boyfriend.
Well, I'm not interested in the talk about her boyfriend. I'm talking about the healing, letting people
have. That's what I'm talking about. Her healing occurred at the hands of her boyfriend, who ostensibly rescued her from the CIA. I know about Kathy O'Brien.
Right.
I know about Brian.
All right. Before we get into the argument on that, let me bring Antonio in. He's been waiting patiently. Hello, Antonio. Welcome to the show.
Oh, hey, hi, how's it going? I just wanted to ask a question to the lady there.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah, I just wanted to, because I came in here a little bit late, but I heard some of what she said. I just wanted to know, like, how long were you in the military? I mean, how long was this going on for you in the military where they were, like, doing all these types of rapes and things like that?
Including ROTC, 11 years.
Okay. I mean, when they broke you down, what did they do with you afterward? I mean, did they send you out to do certain things to?
Well, any time I was beginning to recover any memories whatsoever, I was put through another 5 to 10 from death threats to being drugged and re-raped to being sodomized by a doctor during an OBGYN exam that would disassociate me.
Now, please know I was also reporting repeatedly the rapes and traumas of other people to the JAG, to the commander, to the wing commander. We had JAGs that were actually giving the evidence of children being raped on the base, given the elements of the crime, and the elements meaning it provided the evidence that was more than enough to take it to trial. And I was present when a wing commander was told about the evidence of the crime, which were all the requirements for penetration to include it and state that three children had been raped by their stepfathers, and never did any of these crimes go to prosecution. And again, the idea was that even as a commander, when I took this up the chain of command, at every level, and I wrote about it, I even had to start a rape crisis group overseas because I couldn't find any help anywhere.
Dorothy, you're in the Air Force. So was I. When did the Air Force ever enact the rank of commander?
A commander is when you have legal authority.
So you were inside JAG?
I was an officer and had a commander position.
Were you inside JAG?
Okay.
I'm sorry?
And I am.
Were you inside JAG? Did you
No, I was not a JAG.
Okay. But
Wait, I wanted to follow up. I just wanted to follow up what she was just talking about. Now, you went through the rank of these commanders and stuff, and you told them what happened, and no prosecution took place or
none.
Nothing.
None.
Let me get in here for a moment, because I see there's a lot of questions coming up that's going around in circles. Look, those of us that are veterans know that certain things that happen in the military, it can go up the ranks, it can go wherever. If they want to hush it, it's hushed. You know,
right.
It's just part of the old boys crew, old boys network, pretty much.
In a situation like all this, though, man, I mean, you have all the outside entities at your disposal, like a woman coming to the news or something like
Come on, let's look at it this way. You know, think about it. Think about what we went through as far as officers, different connections they have, whether it's inside or outside.
Right.
You see what I'm
right.
saying?
Yeah, I'm not that.
I'm saying. So, thinking about that aspect of it, I kind of believe that she may have actually went through all this and it just never got said because it went through the channels there what they wanted it to go through to where it was swept under the rug or just ignored, period.
With repercussions
coming back toward her.
And as a commander, I was even shown how to set up enlisted people that they wanted to go after. I wouldn't participate in it.
That's
this
not
was
hard
white,
to figure
this
out.
Was a white supremacy base, gentlemen and ladies.
Mm.
The leadership didn't like anybody who was African American. And if you were an honorable, ethical officer that was colorblind and would treat people fairly, and when I witnessed any of my enlisted being gone after by a corrupt JAG or others, I would actually do the parallel investigation based on the evidence of the facts. I was law enforcement and worked with law enforcement before I went into the military. And when I found holes that made major questions, I would not go against my people. I wouldn't throw them under the bus.
Okay, what was the name of the unit that you were the commander of?
Right.
I'm sorry?
What was the name of the unit that you were the commander of?
52nd Component Repair Squadron, Spangdahlem Air Base, Germany. 7081st Aircraft Generation Squadron, Spangdahlem, Germany. I had been an administrative officer for 80th Technical Fighter Squadron, Spangdahlem, Germany before, and then I became a commander. I would have a special duty assignment in education with industry in the contract side of the house after receiving my master's degree. And then I was the headquarters squadron section commander at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base with an inspector general who I witnessed him throwing out black women for weight issues as they were being groped and grabbed, and as I was being groped and grabbed.
Nothing wrong about that part. They
in which
doing that
children
in
were being brutalized and abused.
Even by the IC.
Hold on, Joe. Right. Let me bring Miss Lady
in. And again, inside the Air Force, the criminally elite are known as the barstoolers. They can do whatever they want, and they're totally protected. The Navy's equivalent is the tail hookers.
Yeah, I was going to get
Army
that.
Army has an equivalent and others. And the sad thing is that there are good and decent people. I witnessed, sadly, as even products for our men and women were intentionally allowed to have defective parts to them. When I stood up to say, no, you're not going to endanger our people, I was told I was going to be fired for that.
Absolutely.
Wow.
I have had a partner who I was about ready to marry who all of a sudden ended up dead, and I was told to shut my mouth about what happened to me.
Eric, let in Miss Lady. Let me talk.
Yeah, let me get Miss Lady in. Miss Lady, you there?
Oh, hello, Eric. I've been listening for about half an hour. It's quite interesting and sad. You know, it reminds me, remember this guy about 5-6 months ago who was in Los Angeles, and he went off. He had been in the military, and he shot up
Donner.
He had that manifesto.
Yeah, Donner.
The L.A. cop?
Yeah.
Right. You know what? Something tells me he may have been sabotaging underlying as well. He just went. He lost it. He went 51-50. And I understand he even lost his status with the military. I think he was a GI, and he was getting a check. I'm not really sure. But it just reminds me, this is like there's so many things, so many agencies and persons and
Eric, let me talk to you, okay.
It seems that they're integrated and overlap. And, you know, it's true. There was a woman that called in a week or so ago, and she was told that she needed to seek psychiatric help by someone, but on the line, but I believed her, exactly, and it reminds me of your call, and she reminds me of the lady's call from 2 weeks ago, and it's just, it's like people don't really want to believe or are able to believe, and I think underneath is fear that these kind of things can possibly go on. I read about Kathy O'Brien about 5 years ago, and it's just an amazing story.
How are you and me in the room again?
No.
Well, may I address something? I've been quiet for a while.
You want to bring up that topic?
I just want to say something. You know what? I understand people have been sexually abused in the military because we have articles and the things in the military. See, General Petraeus got exposed when he was having an adultery affair with his wife. Now, I'm just saying this. If you have factual information, meaning
God dang it, I don't know what's wrong with him. I just told him, wait a minute. Dorothy, is there any way you can email me some the paperwork or the evidence that you have?
Hang on a minute.
Eric?
Yes.
Oh, never mind. I'll hold.
Okay.
I met somebody.
Give me your email.
Okay, my email is ericlesstalk@gmail.com.
Is that E-R-I-C?
Yes, E-R-I-C.
L-E-T-S-T-A-L-K.
At?
gmail.com.
Now, I don't have a problem if you'd like. You could always, I deal with both a former New York City detective as well as a PhD clinical psychologist who has expertise in this for 25 years that as I've been, because again, the whole point is to shatter a human being. When you shatter a human being, our natural state is wholeness. But if you keep, again, these are highly sophisticated organizations, and again, if you go to a movie that's out, a DVD, it's called Deliver Us from Evil. there are three parts to that movie, and it talks about the rape, the rapes and the abuse going on in the Catholic Church. Now, please know, sexual abuse of a child can be used for many things. It can literally be a launching tool for sexual slavery. And we have moved from what just appeared to be rape in this country to a mass system of human sexual trafficking, slavery areas. We have in Atlanta, we have Hawaii that are highways out of Toledo, out of Texas, out of the El Paso area, and out of Atlanta at least. These things just didn't pop up overnight. These have been allowed to happen, and part of the issue is to keep the victim shattered, keep them in confusion by messing with them, and these are highly networked systems, so that if you do not allow them true safety, they cannot, A, recover their memories, because, again, one of the traits of under the Himmler-Hitler-Eichmann study is that these children have photographic memories. Now, for anyone who is listening, if I were to simply ask you, and don't say it out loud, think of a time, your best memory ever. Got it?
Well,
now,
yeah.
Hang on a minute. Now, think about a time where you were most devastated from the loss of a loved one, someone that you really treasured and were just devastated. You each have pulled up some memory. The point being is we all have that in us. Our memories are both physical, psychological, and emotional.
We've only got a half an hour.
I'm in a hurry, Joe. I would like to hear what Dorothy's saying.
We've got other people, too, in Goni, who want to question her.
That's fine, but Dorothy was speaking, and I think it would be polite to let her finish her sentence.
Hasn't she already said this?
I don't know, because I couldn't hear.
No,
if you think of an emotional pain, you're going to feel that pain back again.
Yeah. You've got
everyone does that, but physical pain, if I think about physical pain like an old toothache, I may not feel that physical pain. But, Dorothy, I just want to say something. I understand where you're coming from, right? But, see, one thing about it is that you want to come off pretty collective. What are the names of the people who've done this?
That would be another whole show, and I'd have to go through a whole lot of them, because
now,
there were a lot. Ladies and gentlemen, here's the reason why this is important for victims to survivors to have safety. So that no child has to be put through this in and through their lifetime. No one had a right to do this to me. No one had a right to destroy my life and to do this. And it wasn't just rapes. It was sexual slavery. I was passed around to hundreds of men and women who were participating in this crap.
So they should go to jail, right?
Absolutely.
And you know these commanders. And the military had the people that was on call and those commanders. So there's names attached to it. You keep on saying generally. See, like this group. Give specific names, because if you have specific names, it's bad. That means
yes, but here's
the
problem, sir.
You can go to civilian court.
Well, the only problem...
You can go to civilian, not military. That's a fact.
The only problem with that is that there is no court in this country that will do anything about it, because I've been to them.
Just one question I have. You was married, right? When I was in the military, I didn't have anything to do with it. A guy that outranked me and my wife raised his voice at my wife, and I was in the area, and I checked that. So I checked him on that. And so you going to tell me you married, you got a husband and all this, unless you married to a poop butt. You mean tell me people drugging you up and doing all this and doing, and you can't go to, hey, this is what happened to me. So I don't understand that. I mean,
good point. Thank you for your question. When I got married, he was stationed in the United States. I was being sent overseas. So while he was there, and beginning the first day I was there overseas, I began calling immediately saying to my mom, get me the hell out of here, I made a mistake. It began on the first day. And from that point on, I kept calling him on the DSN lines to the point where I was brought in by the wing commander or vice commander and threatened with punishment if I kept calling. I was calling for help. Now, please know, I witnessed other women and men that were being targeted this exact same way.
Now,
when he finally, let me answer your question.
Remember
when he finally got overseas, sir, wait a minute. When he finally got overseas, and this was from approximately 18 months later, I had been completely shattered at that point, where, in fact, what happened is when they really wanted to brutalize me, he was sent repeatedly TDY, temporary duty, off of location. He was sent on an ongoing basis. And believe it or not, there were times where we went out with people we thought were friends in his unit, and we would come back. We went out grape picking and would come back, and we were all drugged, and I was raped by three of the guys there, including his boss.
You were
they
all
drugged
drugs.
Me into another room.
Now, I have a question.
Well,
I have a
and
question.
These guys bragged about it. They bragged about what they did to me.
Well, don't you know
MK Mind
Control, when the MK Mind Control, that factual data, that the operation with the CIA, the factual evidence is when he went to Africa in the Congo, they tried to mind control him, ma'am, and he decided not to do it, so the mind control didn't work. That's factual information that's documented by the person himself that's been mind controlled. And I understand that lady that you're talking about, but it didn't work either. The electrical shock, they tried, but guess what? It didn't totally work. Funnily,
I have a question. I have a question.
Okay. Go ahead,
Nathaniel. I just wanted to know, you said you've seen children being raped too as well. Is that correct?
No, I didn't see a child being raped.
Oh, but
there were children being raped because a JAG officer in a wing commander's meeting stood up in front of all the commanders or those representatives and gave the names of the abusers, because one of them was a former member of my unit, gave the name and gave the elements of the crimes of the penetration of these 12-year-old girls, stepdaughters,
and
nobody was prosecuted.
Okay, what would they do with these children after they raped them? I mean, are these used for certain, or just sex slavery?
Well, typically what I was beginning to realize is that the children were being, in the beginning process of grooming. They were being groomed.
And this would be on national news for CNN if you had factual information.
Oh, my goodness.
Give me a break.
I got to say this. Michael has a point, because, and I'm going to say this. He got a point because if you still to this day know other adults that went through the exact same thing, you can't deny if 10, 15, or 20 people come up with the exact same stories and have paperwork showing, well, hey, this happened to me, that happened, or whatever the case may have been, then that's going to open up a door for something to come through.
Well,
you
can, because she says she's dealing with people up in high places that are stopping this.
Look, no, General Petraeus got caught for cheating on his wife, and look, he wasn't even in the army.
Yeah, but
that's
what they told you. That's what they said.
Different.
Yeah, but that's what they told you, though.
This is a big fuck face news.
They told you that he got caught.
All right, everybody.
How do you know that somebody didn't let him get caught?
Hold on.
In the 2004 Army Inspector General slides that I have in my possession, within those briefing points, it includes human sexual trafficking inside the military. 2004. This has been going on for decades. For, as the lady said,
Listen,
man, I'm former military, and I know that we had some drill sergeants take advantage of people in base.
Okay, wait a minute. God dang it. Now, because I said, wait a minute. Now, I ain't got my point in yet. I'm finna get my point
but
in.
But see, I even
all
have
right.
women that were being attacked in our barracks.
Oh,
and when I
okay.
reported it, the
Hold
police
minute,
wouldn't
Dorothy.
Do anything about it.
Hold on for a minute, Dorothy. Now,
yes,
look, y'all. look, it's like this, okay? Now, she's just putting a message out there, okay? She's giving examples. Now, Michael, you want names. Well, you know what? You know, if you really want to hear about all this stuff, there was recently a big bust, not only in the United States, but across the world, for child sex trafficking. It was just it was a big bust all around. So, you know, she's going to send me the information, I'm sure. So when she get it, I'll pass it on. But right Eric. Now, I think what we're missing here is the message that she's trying to get out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody is zeroing in on what she's saying, but you're missing the big message that needs to be put out.
Eric.
You know, I understand we like to quiz on the show and everything like that. You know what I mean? But you have to understand, some names, she can give you the names all you want to. You may not recognize them. And then if you did, they're probably so high up the chain, ain't nobody going to go after those folks. Because, number one, you don't have the resources, you don't have the money, and they're too well connected. Now, on the show, we talk about so many things as far as, you know, the Illuminati, the hidden government, and all that good stuff. But now, you know, I want her to produce something, some names and stuff that may include all of that.
Okay.
See what I'm saying?
Else.
So yeah, let's get the message out. What is that, Joe?
There's something else I want to say. First off, Mike has a good point, like Lo was saying about asking for names. Yeah, maybe she doesn't want to put the names out. But, yeah, I have one question for you. When you were the wing commander, you were a wing commander?
No. I wasn't a wing commander. That means I'd have to be a colonel. No. When I was at a wing commander staff meetings.
Joe, fix your home.
Yeah, go,
okay.
Give me your question. And
sell your position, man.
I just wanted to find
she's
out.
Just, she's told.
He shut up.
Michael, she told
hear.
Her.
I can't hear what you're
Michael,
can't
she's
hear what
told
she's
her
saying.
Position already.
Okay, I'm finished.
She said what her position was.
Okay.
I was
go
a
ahead.
Captain, but I was a commander, which means I had to go through 1 year of training dealing with all legal aspects. And once I had that, then I would get an A prefix giving me legal accountability to hold people accountable for both felony and misdemeanors. I read the UCMJ, Uniform Code of Military Justice, every year. In college, I had been trained on law enforcement, by law enforcement. That was the application of laws from a crime scene, collecting evidence, bagging, tagging it appropriately, holding it accountable, ensuring that the laws apply directly to
Joe.
Elements of the law throughout the entire process. And I work with
people want to ask some certain questions.
And I also work with law enforcement.
I just
in
want
a
new co-host here. Oh,
huh?
I said, look like we got a new co-host here.
No. Joe, you need to fix that home. But never mind, you fixed it now.
Yeah, okay. This is quick, because, again, I was in the Air Force, and since I've been out for a while, maybe they instituted this particular rank or title of commander. Yeah, and a wing commander, you're right. In the Air Force, you'd have to have the minimum rank of colonel, but I'm just taking a look online. I can't find commander in
well,
the
Joe,
Air Force at
Joe,
all.
Joe,
a commander
Joe.
Is a term, it's a legal term for
right,
that you
right.
had legal authority. Every
right.
unit has a commander that is a
right.
legal term. Then you
that's
have a section commander.
So that's not
so
your rank.
I had a commander position. It's
okay.
not a rank.
Okay, go ahead.
Right.
All right.
It's an additional, okay?
And that's the second time she said that, Joe.
That's okay.
So what?
You know what gets me is that there's this undertone of I don't
yeah.
believe you. And I'm going to interrogate you. I'm going to interrupt you because I really don't want to hear what you have to say. I'm just going to disagree. I don't want, for whatever reason.
Well, Miss Lady, you like to interrupt all the time. And since I
absolutely.
Just got here and I want to find out without it being stretched out to an hour, I think I will question. And since I've only
you
questioned a few
what?
Times. You don't have anything to say about
it. That's very annoying.
I don't care how annoying it is. People here can't accept everything that every time somebody comes on this line, that everybody goes,
well, you're not responsible for whatever.
Well,
except
no, because
okay,
listen,
you don't accept it. You don't have to
call my
senators. The rest of us here.
And I will let my senators hear this, and I will give an investigation. That's why we're trying to get the facts, Miss Lady.
Well, you she can't talk.
Just
so how can we get the facts?
She's been talking. And having that sense of,
You know, it's very demeaning and just.
Oh, stop with the bullshit with the male female shit.
Hello?
Line, best start telling
the
very, very strange
ladies
story.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Okay. All right. All right.
Ladies and
all right
gentlemen.
Now.
I don't
you
have
go.
A problem.
Go ahead.
I don't have a problem with you guys questioning me, and I don't even have a problem with some of you guys that may question the validity of what I went through.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. I know what I went through, just like you know what you witnessed. Now, here's
mm-hmm.
the things that I also got to see in the military. There were four different groups of people. One was the very innocent that would never, ever have participated in this. Those are the people that are often utilized, that when these crimes come up, they're put in the front row and said, we never saw this. And they genuinely never saw this because they would never have participated in it. Then there are those that are criminally involved in this, and they have everything nailed down, lock, hook, and sinker because they know exactly how to do this. When I went from my European command into others and I began having flashbacks, there was an Army guy and a Navy guy that would show up and they would re-traumatize me using keys, codes, triggers, tones, and hand signals. They knew exactly how to do it based on the programming that I had been, if you will, downloaded with during the severe trauma.
Now,
they also had arranged marriages often of these victims to their handlers, comforters, and traumatizers to keep them in line so that they would never come out of it. And when and if they had children, they would take the children to keep these victims silent. This is how it often is never brought out. The third group was those that would, for position or power or promotion or favoritism, would go along with this. They were willing to take advantage of anybody else to move up. It was called the term being sponsored in the military. You all remember that term? That's what it meant. Then the fourth group are the targets. Now, who were these targets? They were often liberal Democrats or liberal Republicans that would work together, that were good and decent people, that would not cut quarters, would not rip people off, that were not racist, that were really good and decent leaders. That's who they were, that they were being targeted.
Okay, but you said that half of the males in the military has been sexually molested. Now, you know how many people that's on this
wait
line
minute,
up in the military?
I said what?
You said on another show, this is a fact, you said about all these molestations, half of the males in the military, because you talk about sexual, because it is sexual assault, and basic training, co-ed basic, we always know that they had that on 60 Minutes, no secret. But you said half of the males in the military has been sexually abused. You know how many people on this phone right now have been in the military? We haven't been sexually abused.
Well, just because you haven't, and please know, in the last years...
That's a small percentage, man. Most people in the military don't get sexually abused. That's a fact. You're taking a small, crazy incident that happened in the military, blowing it up.
No, it's not a small, crazy incident. Look, if you go to the movie Invisible War and you look at the statistics or look at the facts, they're talking over 700,000 individuals, and those are just some of the people that have come forward to speak. That's just some of them. Then you also talk about those that have been, if you go to, Justice Denied. This is a movie about military men who have been raped and brutalized. They're not being recorded. I couldn't get any of the cases at all recorded anywhere. It doesn't mean that while you gentlemen on the line have not been brutalized sexually, and I'm glad for that, but I've met a lot of men who have been. And sadly, I've had men who've even shared with me that because of that trauma, they thought they were gay because of the way they were systematically broken down,
In addition, some would go home and brutalize their lovely spouses or future girlfriends, not fully realizing that the anger and the trauma that they were denied the right to process through came back from the rapes and the abuse that they had gone through. So please know that because you didn't go through it, I'm glad that you didn't. I would have loved to have worked with you and for our nation in a positive and good way to ensure the safety of all. But that doesn't necessarily mean that there weren't a lot of men that didn't go through this. I've met men of color who told me their grandfathers refused to let them to go into the military because they, as grandfathers, had been, in fact, assaulted in the military, sexually assaulted in the military. I had a first sergeant who was a rapist slaver of mine, and he looked at me, he says, I miss, and he was a white supremacist, who said, I miss the day when I could take a person back and beat the crap out of them. He called me, to my face, a stupid cunt, and he would drug me, double-dose me, drug me, and would rape me when we were TDY. He nearly killed me with what he gave me as I threw up violently and saw my own obit as I'm throwing up and cannot feel my body because it was partial paralytic. And please know, I blacked out. Even if I drank a little, and I had a policy, I never drank. I never got drunk around my people because I had to drive and I wanted to set a good role model. But the fact was they were drugging us. There were a lot of paralytics. There were scopolamine. It is a flower that comes out of Colombia that just putting it in somebody's, and please check this out. You can go on YouTube videos, get the interview with Ted Gunderson, who was a former FBI, with Chip Tatum. Chip Tatum was CIA. He talks about in that interview how scopolamine, known as the voodoo drug, also known as the devil's breath, could be given to a person, and within moments of taking it, their eyes were open, they were totally able to articulate, and they would follow every direction that was given, clearly, but they weren't even in their body. It takes away your free will. And I will send to Eric a documentary that was done by Americans who went to Colombia that are talking about this highly dangerous drug. This stuff was being used against a lot of us. If you go out on YouTube video, look up the Monarch program, Britney Spears, Beyonce. Beyonce says she can't dance like this. She talks about an alter personality.
Do you know Sue Webb?
Some overlap with the Monarch programming and the military, which is a celebrity. We hear about the Monarch programming, but it goes beyond.
That's
celebrity.
Exactly what it is.
Do you know Stu Webb?
No, I don't.
You don't? Okay. Because he kind of debunked the, I forgot, the...
Monarch program?
No, not the Monarch program. The two guys that you just mentioned.
Oh, Chip Tatum
Gunderson and Tatum, yeah.
Well, you know, there's always going to be those people, but the sad thing is that when I can repeat and tell you, I could actually tell you the details of how they broke me down, of the things I saw, even of people that were killed because of this, and children were sadly killed.
You know,
so below, so below is so above. Programming. If you look at Fritz Springmeier and his
book. I personally debunked Fritz Springmeier. Personally.
Really? Well, I think it's interesting because I found validity in his writing.
Bloodline
based on what they did to him.
Bloodline with the elite and with the Illuminati. I was on a show with him and I debunked him. Because he was talking about, what's the actress's name? The one who was in the apartment with Jack Lennon. The one who believes in reincarnation.
Don't know.
Oh, won an Academy Award. Well, anyway, in his book, he's talking about how this person was programmed. So I said, I have your book. Where in it are you talking about? He couldn't talk about it. I debunked him. I debunked Lindsay.
You have an echo.
Well, that's from somebody else.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Joe. It's just an echo, dear. That's all
I'm
saying.
I know. It's from somebody else.
Okay, hold on for a minute. Let me bring somebody else in real fast. Just came in. Area code 626. Welcome to the show.
What's that guy's name? Lindsay.
Hey, Mr. Talk. This is Lisa Beck. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Lisa, how are you?
I'm fine. I know Michael has said how some of this information isn't on CNN and things of that nature. But at the same time, we must remember there's a lot of stuff that hasn't been out in CNN and it never will be. We just found out who Deep Throat was, what, less than 10 years ago? People didn't believe the Tuskegee experiment until the 1970s. And we're still trying to figure out who really shot JFK. So when you're dealing with people in high places, we probably won't find out for the next 30 to 40 years. And even if it does come out, you're not going to be believed anyway.
No, but if you have factual evidence, you can prosecute somebody. See, when you have facts,
but you can't have evidence.
We prosecute
people. There is no evidence. If someone is being discriminated against at work verbally, how are you going to find evidence?
Well, people already make laws just based on that, so.
She's talking about physical. And I understand that, but see, I understand this. Listen, in the military, you have men and women like Kodak Basic. There's no secret that drill sergeants did certain things, right? And it's exposed because it was on CNN. They made a big deal about it.
Michael, listen. It took years.
Oh, boy.
Because we didn't have I'm Kodak Basic for years, man. That's something new. And when it happened, those drill sergeants got exposed.
There's nothing new.
Michael, that's a few drill sergeants out of years and years of service. Come on now. And you know what? I'm not understanding this, Mike, because you know, just like I know.
Let me give you an example. And please know, Sergeant Major McKinney, okay? This is 1990s.
Yep.
He was charged with 5 counts of rape and various sexual assaults against 5 different women that did not know each other, one being a pregnant enlisted woman. The highest ranking woman among them was a sergeant major. So Sergeant Major McKinney, he was up for a task force dealing with the rape in the Army.
Mm-hmm.
Sergeant Major McKinney would go live on Brian Gumbel, in which he would state publicly, because I watched it, that he knew of 22 general Army officers who were guilty of equal or more than he was. He was being charged with rape. Now, they would pull the race card. I am not trying to dismiss that issue, okay? Point being is that of the 22 general officers, 21 of them would quietly be retired. One, General Hale, was on 60 Minutes, in which he admitted live on TV that he had forced the wives of the cadre, his inner circle, to have sex with him or ruin their careers. Now, forcing a woman to have sex with a person is called rape. He lost his stars and was retired, but he was not prosecuted. And the 21 generals had worse than rape. Now, sadly, there is a lot of stuff that is going on that people don't want to look at.
Where's the documentation about the 21 generals?
Well, I probably have it someplace, but I watched it. I mean, if you can go back on, you know.
But yeah, and also, too, hello?
No, go ahead.
Yeah, I also, too, wanted to bring up the fact, if you guys remember Bill Clinton, when he was running for office, I don't know if you guys remember the lady that claimed she was raped by him, but people didn't believe her because they thought she was too ugly.
Paula Jones and Jennifer Flowers.
Now, how are you ever going to prove that? You're going up against a man who is now the former president of the United States. It's a lose-lose situation. That would be very hard to prove, and you're not going to have documentation on that. And even if you did, so what?
Well, if you're talking about Bill Clinton, the guy that got impeached for getting a blowjob, and you're going to say now that that guy could not have been impeached or been accused of anything for rape?
No, I'm not even talking about his impeachment.
That's
not what I'm talking about.
If
I
might.
We're talking about before he was even president of the United States.
But if I might, let me.
Well, he got away with a lot of shit when he was governor of Arkansas.
But let me also bring
up. Exactly.
There were some important issues with the Lewinsky issue. Number one, he was the commander-in-chief, and he was a federal employee. She was an intern and a federal employee at that time. And the federal laws were in place to not allow for anyone within the chain of command to have intimacy. That wasn't a adulterous affair. Had he have had relations with somebody outside the federal government, that was an adulterous affair. The significance of that was twofold. Number one, that he violated the laws within the commander-in-chief military role, which meant who in the commander-in-chief or who in the military roles were going to hold who accountable when you're talking about that. And then the second point is that sadly,
let me bring to light this. You said, okay, there may be no federal laws for fraternization, but you just said that if he had an affair with somebody outside of their being a federal employee, that it would not have been an adulterous affair.
That would have been an adulterous affair. What we're talking about is he violated federal law when he had mm-hmm. relations with someone within that chain of command, a federal employee, below his. And the other is that when Ken Starr did the report, that went out on the Internet. Parents were not aware of it, and many children read that report, saw that report, because Oprah talked about it, of how many children thought that, oh, Bill Clinton said it wasn't sex, therefore they were participating in those sexual acts. That was the sexualization of children.
No, those were the kids who may have read the Ken Starr report and who may have gotten implicitly the idea that they can go ahead and do what Clinton did in order to be cool, that's because they had bad parents. They weren't raised properly. Are you now going to say that the Ken Starr report contributes to mind control?
No. You said that, but what I'm saying is that at that time, children were learning in school computers where parents were still not aware of the whole computer. They were behind in the computerizing of America.
Mm.
So they had access to that material. And just like many young adults who are watching sports figures and saying, well, it's okay for them to do it.
That's still bad parenting.
It may be bad parenting, but what it also is, it was sadly how Oprah had many shows on this saying that this contributed to the sexualization of children. Children model after people they trust and believe. And when, sadly, you have someone who says that that was not sex, children unfortunately believed it.
Yeah. And whether it's bad parenting or not, the bottom line is we're talking about a cover-up.
Well, let's go even beyond that word. The concern is that, sadly, that report did not include that this is sexual inappropriate behavior. The report, why blame the parents where something that our own government know that fellatio, the proper technical term for oral sex to a man, is actually a sex act? You mean they couldn't discern as attorneys, as a special investigator, that act was a sex act and it is inappropriate? I can't imagine that they couldn't put a disclaimer on a report saying this is a highly graphic report on the top and bottom of the report. It contains sexual information that needs the oversight of parents. Yet they didn't do that, did they? But they put it out on the Internet. Why not? I'm simply saying that, you know, Oprah Winfrey had on multiple shows of the children who were modeling the behavior from someone that they thought they could trust, and that was saying this is not sexual behavior.
See, you know what, John F. Kennedy had a lot of women. You know, he may have did his stuff, but to say just because a man wants to cheat on his wife or be infidel, many men do that and they don't molest their children. These are men with power who wants to do certain things and cheat on their wife. Many men do it. That has nothing to do. But you saying that, but I agree. Like the Tuskegee Institute, yes, it was a secret, but when it came out, it was exposed because we have not. That if the government came up and said, you know what, we apologize for. And I agree, yes, they did do that. But the reason why we have facts, and that's all I'm saying is she's not bringing a whole lot of facts, ma'am. There's a lot of cons out here. This is like a cult type shit.
Well, it's her story. It's her life. I think that she would know her story and her life, and she has the documents and the paperwork and everything to back it up. Because she didn't share it with you does not make her story untrue.
Well, I don't believe it because no one is locked
up. Well, good,
up.
You don't believe it. Fine.
And she's doing women a misjustice because if she has...
You mistrust everything anyone says.
Those men need to be locked up if they're still living. Why those men have kids, they have wives, they need to be exposed. And I'm letting you know my control was never successful. Now, we may manipulate, you may be controlling your mind now with mixing these facts and theories together. Of course, we have things in our society to demonstrate what happened. But she said it's a broad conspiracy that someone is intentionally doing this.
And look up the Kingsley report and read about it.
Yeah, I just want
that
to say,
was
I agree with
that. That they did in the 50s and early 60s.
Women are being abused in the military. I mean, we have crazy horny men anytime. I mean, people getting harassed on jobs. We have no problem with that. We understand
First off, sir, I did not say it was a broad conspiracy. I said I witnessed it, and when I was directed by a commander, a lieutenant colonel, to do an audit of the...
Give me a name.
Say
a name. I bet
you can. No, he's not going to give you a name.
I could give the name, but...
Eric,
Dougie, don't give out any names.
No,
don't
I will.
Don't put yourself in jeopardy.
Sir, it does not serve... It does not serve a point to the story. The point being, I was directed to do a food audit at the officers' club before the end of the calendar year. When I was done at precisely 9 o'clock at night, I was getting tired, and so I was offered a Coke. Now, being a trustworthy person, I was given a Coke, and in it there was drugs, because I began to lose my ability to focus, to concentrate, to even walk a straight line. At that point, I was taken away by 5 enlisted guys that were in part involved in this. They were all white, and I was taken to a part of the base I'd never been to, where I was shown confidential or classified equipment and then subjected to ritual torture and abuse that I'm not going to get into, but it dealt with blood and guts and terrifying and electric shock and other things like that. Now, I did not warrant that. And the unfortunate thing is that there is a great deal of documentation out there. But when in fact, if you have ever been involved in a lovingly mutual adult relationship, as I was with my husband, that was the only person that had the right, when we were mutually around each other, to have relations. No one else had that right. And yet, throughout my entire time on that base and throughout my military, criminals within these networks that you were not aware of. Now, unless you can share with me that you were aware of everything on a military base above and below your classified knowledge that existed, and even some of the secret societies that existed, because there were KKK members on base. There were neo-Nazis on the base because they were selling the Mein Kampf, which was illegal overseas. And the unfortunate thing is that when I can remember the size of a man's genitals, his junk, who was not my husband, and that goes up to very high-ranking people, in what they had us do, there's something wrong with that because it's not my imagination. When I can draw it and I can name names of people who rescued me, including a senior master sergeant, and when I called him, I have men who are frightened to even give me letters because their loved ones are being threatened. Because these people will kill you. There were people who were standing up to report this stuff who ended up burned alive. Are you with me now?
Yeah,
and I had a partner who, that before I was to marry him, ended up dead, and I was told to shut my mouth about this. He was murdered.
Can I say so? I'm going to ask you a question now.
Yes, sir.
Before you joined the army, Dorothy, before you joined the military, right, did you know that what happened to you throughout your childhood was wrong? Did you know that that was wrong?
Well, first off, because these systems are so well set up that they know how the mind cocoons around those traumas, that I actually didn't have memories of the severe trauma I had been put through. Because I was continually, I had handlers. And handlers keep you in chaos so that you never fully have safety, so that you can't fully remember what's happened to you. Now, it doesn't mean that I wasn't able to do my studies. It doesn't mean I wasn't able to go play softball and stuff like that. But in certain areas of my life, they kept me triggered. Triggered meaning keeping me always on edge so I could not fully recover.
I just wanted to say before I go that do believe you.
Hold on. How long was it that you saw these handlers? Was it handlers that was in your life, you know? I mean, what age was you when all of the first wave of, abuse
18 months.
Through your child?
18 months.
All right, yeah. But how long did that last? And did you get a break from it? Or
no.
What age?
No. 18 months through 14 years old. But it was psychological,
then,
physical, and sexual.
Okay.
And this
and
was
I'm saying,
ongoing, repeated. And the reason why it also, and here's the thing, there's a level of redundancy that keeps happening. The same traumas keep coming up. The same things keep coming up over and over. That's not coincidence. That's intentional. And the intention of it is that when I went to the Veterans Administration system, they would even use some of the traumas that happened to me in the military. They would bring up some of the things that occurred to me repeatedly, even in my childhood, and they would bring up, not just to me, but other victims of these crimes inside the military, who a majority of them had been sexually abused as Catholics. Because when you have a child who has been sexualized as a child, it is easier to sexualize them as an adult. It is intentionally done that way. And many of these children, the VA would say, pre-existing condition, one has nothing to do with the other. Well, if you go to Deliver Us from Evil in the movie, the Pope, Benedict, got immunity by George Bush, who would then become a Catholic after he gave him immunity, because when he was a cardinal, he was overseeing 38 years plus of the rape and torture and abuse of children, Catholic children in America. That's in a documentary.
Okay, so now the abuse.
Hold on for a minute, Supreme. Hold on for a minute, Supreme. Dorothy, I have a question coming out of the chat room for you. Said, how do you recover all these those memories? How did you recover all those memories?
Well, first off, as a person, as human beings, that is our natural state. Our natural state, when we are given safety, those memories begin to come up. It's kind of like having the flu. You throw up what you can't hold on to. That's our natural state. The issue is when you have real safety, then you can do a lot of writing to recover it. You can even do drawings. There's a pretty normal process of writing, drawing, and writing down the keys, codes, triggers, tones, and hand signals. And those are the speed bumps that these criminals use in all the different ways to brutalize a person.
Okay. Yes, it is, Joe. Antonio, you have something you wanted to say?
I agree with what she's saying. She's not the only one that's talking about it. I heard it from other people that said similar to that as well, that a lot of these rapes are going on in the military base, and they have ways of covering these things up from high level. And, what do you do now? I mean, has anyone from, like, Washington believed you or helping you in any way? Or?
Well, actually, in the 90s, I would bring a lawsuit against the last two officers, who was an inspector general and his assistant. Now, please know what I included in a 236-page document that I wrote is I would include the racism that I would witness at this guy's hands, the allowance of women and children off base to be beaten and who were being raped that I was taking notes on. I put all the corruption down that he was involved in, because it was even including the taking of taxpayers' money. And sadly what occurred was I would bring a lawsuit. They were trained, the officers tried to get me back under sexual slavery, because inside the military they had our records flagged. And so they knew exactly who they wanted, how they wanted to handle us, if you will. I'm sure you guys probably, anybody who was in the military probably heard the old saying, general officers don't have ugly aides.
Yeah.
There's a reason for that, guys. Not all of them, but a lot of them were sex slaves. I was in squadron officers schooling, and while in a group of 500 captains, there was a person who stood up as the general was on the stage. There's an echo going on.
Yeah, there's an echo.
There was a general speaking on the stage, and he said, I will not talk for an hour because your derriere will not endure what your mind will not endure. Excuse me. Your mind will not absorb what your derriere will not endure. A guy behind us got up and asked the general on stage, could you please tell us about the admiral who just grabbed the breath of a dental hygienist, female, foreman, who was cleaning his teeth. The general on the stage said, you don't want to ruin a perfectly good 26-year career for that. Now, please know, at that time, the term 26-year career was a trigger, and every sex slave in that auditorium disassociated. Now, these were not just women, they were men. These were people with Ivy League degrees, lawyers, and others who had been selected, because I didn't remember any of the rest of that briefing, but when I would go down the hallway, I would literally watch the women who were very robotic. Their eyes were very large, almost kind of like eggs, you know, as if their eyes had gotten very large. They were in a state of disassociation. If you go back and you watch the movie Stepford Wives and the mechanicalness of them, that's what that is. And these women, these victims, were being asked to be instructors there, because that was where the colonel to general charm school was. And so, A, for sex parties, we were available, and I was asked to be an instructor, and I turned it down. Because I wasn't interested in being minimized as my peers. No, please know, I didn't have a problem. I could lift 125 pounds with my arms. I could lift 370 pounds with my legs. Okay? I ran under the men's time. I'm not a butch woman, but I didn't believe in being treated unequal when I had no problem working as hard and doing my job and ensuring that men and women were safe to do the mission. And the mission was not sexual slavery. The mission was to protect and defend our peers, our allies, and the good and decentness of our country. And what I'm saying is that there are seven laws on the U.S. books that give immunity for these criminals no matter what they do. And you have to have permission by the United States government to prosecute them. These laws are the United States 1947 National Security Act, the Ferris Doctrine, the Bivens Doctrine, intramilitary immunity, Title VII, which you all know is the civil rights law, which does not apply in the military. So Title VII, intramilitary immunity, the Westfall Act, let's see, Ferris Doctrine, Bivens Doctrine, intramilitary immunity, U.S. Code 552A, the Westfall Act, and I may have one missing, but there are seven laws. And there have been numerous honorably serving both persons of color as well as Caucasian who have been victims of these horrific crimes, who have taken them to the court, and to be able to take it to a civilian court, you must exhaust the entire chain of command all the way up to presidents to get it into the system in the civilian world. But even when you get it into the civilian world, into the civilian courts, the Justice Department will represent the criminals, the alleged criminals, against the victims. And with taxpayer dollars, they get free representation when the victims, and please know that some of these victims were stalked and murdered. Some of these victims were driven to commit suicide after they were being brutalized by their sergeants or others in their commands, and they could not take it anymore. And the reasons why these victims are silenced is because they want to go after, and I'm not saying this is just happening in the military. There is between 150,000 and 300,000 children disappearing in America every year. That's based on the United Nations. That was on Dr. Phil this past year. And those are probably under low estimates. This is the new entrepreneurial business. And your children and women, what was done in 21 years of life? It used to be very slow and methodical. And then they would get you into a position where they could break you down very quickly, can now be done in 72 hours based on drugs, technology, and computerization. Can be done in 72 hours.
Wow.
All right. If you go back to the book John DeCamp, written by John DeCamp, and the Franklin cover-up in the 80s, it talks about children being stolen in America, being drugged, sexually brutalized, and taken to Washington, D.C., both to the White House, to Congress, and to lobbyist groups who were using these children for sex slaves. It's because they know how the brain works to shut it down. And when the victims began speaking, you can go out on YouTube videos and look up the Franklin cover-up, the victims were put in prison in isolation. The victims, one was killed.
Wow. All right. Well, thank you, Dorothy. We're going to have to wrap the show up here. But I want to thank you for sharing your information. And just to clarify, what are you doing now? What do you do now? You just continue to spread the word, or?
Well, I think first off, to your listening audience, please call up Congress and say that handing these crimes in the military over to the legal, the JAGs, will not work. We need survivor advocates who are allowed to speak the truth to be able to help guide and stop this crazy making, because nobody has a right to do this to any child. And a lot of it is I am spending a great deal of time recovering and trying to find safety because, unfortunately, I'm in my hometown and many of the brutalizers are still here. And I don't have safety. I have continually been threatened, even death threats to my face. But death threats to my face, as any of you know, are often innuendos that we all may know very well. One of those terms where it's a small world, which is we can get you anytime, any place. So, again, I don't have a problem even bringing on a PhD clinical psychologist who can speak more fully to this. But please know, one gentleman said that mind control doesn't work. Tell that to the hardened military members that were captured by the North Koreans that signed confessions under mind control back in the 50s. Because every one of those guys, despite all the training, rigorous training, and hardcore military were, they signed confessions and spoke out loud after they were put through mind control. It is being used, and it's being used to sexualize and brutalize good and decent people, and then to see about getting rid of them as evidence. And as people of color, and that can even be folks of any color, in this country we have a long history of what we have done to Native Americans and of good African people who were kidnapped, stolen, brutalized, raped and beaten, and then denied even being repatriated back to their own nation if they wanted to. So how is it that you could not believe this? It's been happening in your own communities.
Wow. All right. Now that's
a very
story.
Let us be a witness to our own true histories.
Wow. Sister Ngoni, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, so we're getting ready to close up. Any comments you would like to make to Dorothy?
Yes, I'd like to thank Dorothy for her courage to share her story and tell you how heartfelt I'm sorry to hear that you have endured something like this. And I'm also very disturbed by the hostility that I have witnessed in today's show from people that don't want to hear, I guess. But I would like to share this two little short quotes. Freedom is the right to tell people what they do not want to hear. And political language is designed to make lies sound truthful and murder respectable and to give an appearance of solidity to pure win. And that was both by George Orwell. And thanks again, Dorothy, for your courage.
Well, and you know, I want to even say to those that appear to be hostile, I don't hold any grudge, and I invite it because I think, sadly, you believe that I have a great deal of animosity towards the military, and you were, I can only suspect that you were good and decent people that served honorably in your military. So did I. This doesn't take away from who we are as military. In fact, weren't we supposed to evade and escape, to stand and speak and tell the truth, to make that which is the best even better?
Mm-hmm.
How are we to do that if we cannot be respectful of each other? Because, trust me, I witnessed as a white supremacist tried to throw an African-American man under the bus when he did not have legal representation in the war of a crime that they said he committed. I was the one who stood up against that. It wasn't the white supremacist. And one of the reasons that I was probably thrown under the bus is that my mother wasn't a white supremacist in an all-white community. This is what was done to me as punishment to her during a time of change in this country. So please know that my mom would not raise me that way, and yet I was thrown under the bus because I was a person who believed in equality and the truth of being a real witness.
All right. Wow. Okay. I want to say once again, thank you, Dorothy, for sharing your story. It's very interesting. And, you know, you have to understand there's going to be individuals that just, they're not going to believe. You can come up and slap them upside the head with all the documents and testimonies that you have, and they're just not going to believe because they don't want to believe. You know, it's not that they can't. They just don't want to. You know, I look at it as, you know, when you have testimonies, you know, that's something totally different than just, you know, making something up, you know. And I truly believe what you had to say, being part of the military and being seen the things I've seen, yeah, I can believe everything you're saying, you know. And, you know, the despicable part is child having sex with children, man, that's just downright raggedy right there. It is. You know, those individuals need to be shot on the spot. We don't need no trials. Just shoot them on the spot because that's exactly what needs to happen. But I want to thank everybody for joining me today. We don't have time for your last words today. I'm sorry about that. Maybe we get them in tomorrow, y'all. But, Antonio, Miss Lady, Mike, Antoinette, Supreme, Ebony was quiet today. Joe, Michelle, Elvira, Knowledge, Enjoying Life, all my guests. And I want to once again say thank y'all for joining me. And because without y'all, without your support, I wouldn't have a show. I wouldn't. So Dorothy has given a lot of references and things as far as you can check it out. So, you know, check out the documents. And when she sent me the email, I send out to as many of you as I can so you can have the proof also about what's going on. All right. Well, y'all, it's been a fun one. Tomorrow, we got another good one. I know tomorrow is really going to be interesting. And the topic of the show is going to be knowledge, the hidden parasite. Boy, I'm telling you, y'all going to want to hear this one because it's going to be good. But until tomorrow, y'all have a good one. This has been Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Mr. Talk. And tomorrow, 2 p.m. Central, 3 Eastern, 12 Pacific, 1 Mountain Time. Y'all be good, man. I'm out of here.
Lupe! Yeah! Oh, my God. All this for me, I must be on my job. First album was a classic, never got an award. Took my first 10 grand and bought 100 cord. And then I packed them things inside the 100 cord and put them on the highway and watched the 100 cord. If you be missing engineer, I hope you press and record. And on behalf of the streets, I just can't be ignored. Yeah. Get the stage in all black, just like a new clock. Yeah. All the bros screaming like they just seen Tupac. Say his earrings about as big as his ego. Keep a fresh bald head like he just left King Mo. Hey. This ain't even mine, this is Lupe single. Every time I watch the wilds like I just left Big Mo. Call me Mulla, come be my Snoopy. Superstar baby, why wouldn't you do me?
You are what you say you are, a superstar. Then have no fear, the camera's here and the microphones and they wanna know.
Yeah.
Oh,
one more time, come
yeah.
on. You're on your 15th minute of fame, and on the 16th beginneth the lame, and on 17 you lose everything, the 21st is the worst, wishing you was 11, popping like you were 7, with the feeling when you were second, woo! Reminiscing when you was just sin, now you just 10, no longer the trend they dressing, now you wondering where all the press went, you no longer impress them, get arrested, paparazzi will press then. I fell on purpose to stay a freshman. I lose, but Lou attended school for X-Men. So when I get my cap and gown and put the rapping down, I'll only know half my powers, but I spent half an hour like a senior citizen having a baby shower. Haters want a budget, but my fans still love it. So you